Feel it or not, the music still gets you. I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Daddy Daughter Podcast. This is what we're doing. This is season 2, episode 4. And I think we already have a title of this episode. And it's not feeling it.
No, I said keeping it real should be the title.
Yeah, I was thinking my title. Keeping it real.
I've never named what's it called? I have yet to name an episode. So you should dedicate this episode to my name.
Yeah, easy.
Not my name, like not Hannah, but Keeping It Real should be the name.
Hannah, Keeping It Real on the Daddy Daughter Podcast, season 2, episode 4. Well, I said not feeling it, you said keeping it real. It's because we're just kind of having a hard time today in particular. I think we're both hitting a wall. And we still decided to record. We want to be like happy, chipper, all about it. Everything's great. We're great. You're great. You're going to make it. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
All the time. But in reality. And that's kind of the reason why we decided to still record is because...
people need it.
People need to hear the reality too. Sometimes it sucks. And I think that a lot of times we have a good way of, you know, getting excited to do stuff. Why do you always start yawning as soon as you start?
I don't know.
It's something you gotta, I don't know. But you can fix it. You can stop it. You don't have to yawn every single time. You just start, I'm like, okay. You might get it. We don't want to do this, but you don't have to yawn the whole time. Anyways, it's just not. I think we're just tired. Maybe. I know you just had a great Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great day at work. You know, like I went into work today to do prayer. I think this week I'm celebrating making a new friend. Like, geez, who makes new friends in quarantine? But. Just tired.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. You said it's not like you're...
Was today or yesterday? Yesterday I woke up at 6:30 in the morning.
6:10 in the morning.
6:10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was 8:10.
Yep.
When I let Gracie out, because mm-hmm. we have the clock under the TV. So I read... 8:10, but it was really 6:10.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was getting ready for class, like washed my face, brushed my teeth, took a shower, mm-hmm. did everything I needed to do to get ready for the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I opened my computer. The computer said 6:33 when I was logging into my account. I was like, that can't be right. The clock must be wrong on the computer. So I pick up my phone, check it, and it says 6:33. I look at my iPad. I was like, no, it's 8:10. It has to be wrong. So I check on my iPad, 6:34, because
mm-hmm.
it had just hit 6:34. And I was like, how is that possible? I just read 8:10 on mm-hmm. the clock. Mm-hmm. But no, it was 6:10. And I checked my alarms on my phone. I had one at 7:10, 7:15, 7:30, and 8. Mm-hmm. So I had 4 alarms set. None of them went off.
Of course.
So I knew it wasn't like daylight savings or anything. So yeah, it was kind of annoying. So yesterday.
All that to say, it was kind of annoying.
Yeah. And so yesterday I was tired. But today I'm tired. And not really feeling it.
More like blah.
Yeah.
I've been kind of asking you all day. I've been feeling, I felt your energy and, you know, I get it. It's the same. It's like Groundhog's Day, same exact thing every day. And today I even got out and, you know, did some stuff. But then when I got back, you know, back into another Zoom meeting and then something else. And you know, I think that the reason why I said that we should still get on here is what I don't want to ever do in life, like ever in life, is to try to make it seem like something is different than what it is. I've always, you know, I think a lot of things I share on social are positive, and part of the reason why they're positive is because I just tend to talk when I'm in a good mood or happy. And that's just kind of like my rhythm. I get quiet when I'm having a hard time. And I feel that same thing inside of you. I can tell like when you're a little off, because you just get quiet. You know, we could go from like, you know, yesterday morning at 6:30 in the morning, you showing up, standing over my bed, like, "Dad, I'm awake. It's 6:30. I'm like, "Well, then go back to sleep." I mean, I don't know why are you in my room? I don't even understand. Like, what are you telling me for? and then I think that just because of, you were up so early and kind of giddy and all that kind of stuff, it was a giddy day. But today's kind of felt like an off day. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know for me, there was, you know, there's been a lot of stuff going on inside the news. You know, I'm feeling, my heart's feeling really heavy right now for this young black kid jogging who gets killed. And I'm not sure if you've heard this story yet or anything, but it's just starting to come into the news now, and it happened, you know, in February. And I think that it probably would have made it into the news cycles back then. But it's just, the premise is this kid's out jogging and someone thought that he was a burglar and that he committed a crime. So they start chasing him and shoot him and they kill him and he's dead. And he's, you know, got family and, you know... And it's simply only because of the fact that he's a black male, like on a run, going for a run, you know what I'm saying? And someone just thought that because he was running, he was doing the wrong thing. It's just, I don't know. I feel like COVID is enough. It's been enough, totally over it. I'm sitting here. I've just had an entrepreneur friend call me for some advice a few minutes ago. And we were talking about like projections and the world opening and stuff like that and the phases and all that kind of stuff. And he's a really smart dude. And he's like trying to get ahead of some things and trying to run some operations things by me. And just having the conversation that like, it's still gonna be months. And then once that happens, there's gonna be limited capacities for all these things, all these restaurants and like, you know, anywhere from 30% or to 70%, you know, of the people that were allowed in the past will be allowed in this new normal. And it's just a lot. And then you take, you know, the fact that it's like, geez, you know, it's sometimes, I think the thing that, you know, the reason why I feel like this thing has kind of rippled around the world or rippled around the United States so fast is because for the first time, people felt like they're in something together. And I really do mean for the first time for a lot of people, they have felt like they're in it with everybody. And yeah, there's conspiracy theories and yeah, this might or might not be real. And there's still like, you know, nutballs all over the world that just don't believe in science and the fact that things are really happening. But then to like, for it to just kind of, everyone stopped and everyone's looking at the fact that like injustice still happens and runs rampant in the city. It's just, I think it's made my heart heavy. It's made my heart heavy to be in this same rhythm. And it's tough. And, you know, just the same way that we always got to fight through it. But maybe sometimes we don't. Maybe it's okay to just like, take a second and be like, yo, no, this just doesn't feel right. And I don't really enjoy this. And I'm kind of over it. And what's the title again?
Keeping it real.
You know, not feeling it. You want you to tell me, because I think that you've had a good week too, but just keeping it real, not feeling it right today. So tell me about that.
I feel like this morning... Every morning, I wake up, let Gracie out, feed her breakfast. Then I brush my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not that tired or if not that lazy that morning, I wash my face. if I don't wash my face in the morning, I'll wash it at night, definitely.
Yeah.
But, like, I do that every morning.
Yeah, talking to Mike a little more.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
like, I do that every morning. Mm-hmm. I let Gracie out. I feed her. I brush my teeth. I don't wash my face every morning, but when I do, like, it's pretty normal for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's just, I feel like that repetition's getting a bit obnoxious
mm-hmm.
and annoying because yeah. the fact that I do that every day.
And then don't go anywhere.
And don't go anywhere.
Yeah, and then don't, you know, which is important to have the rhythm. And this is funny because this is kind of the topic of church, like having rhythms. How to Win at Waiting is the name of the series that we're studying at church. But yeah, so I'm sorry to interrupt. But yeah, so you don't, you do all that to not go anywhere every day.
Yeah, and so, and then I do my homework. When I have online classes, I have online classes. And it feels like every single class is the same as the day before. And yeah. the same as the day before. Like, every morning is the same. Not necessarily, like, there might be a different time I wake up one day, but
yeah.
I still do all the same things.
Like 8:53. And class starts at 9 o'clock. Anyways.
But I can do that now. Like, I can wake up at 8:53 and still make it on time for school.
Yeah.
Anyway, so just, I do that on a daily basis every single day.
Yeah.
And that repetition is just getting, like, a bit annoying and a bit, like...
monotonous.
What does that mean?
Monotonous. Monos. I've heard it before. Yeah, mono, the root word mono one. Is one, sing, you know. And then it's basically one pace, one thing, one...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I know, like, a lot of people have, like, a daily routine. Just, like, when I went to school, not every morning was the same. Because I used to, like, I don't know, there... We might wake up late and have to rush a bit more. And that, like, I hate rushing.
Yeah.
But it was different every morning.
Yeah.
And now, since quarantine, I don't go to school, but yeah. I go to school, but I don't go to school.
Yeah.
Which is pretty hard because I can't see people that I love.
Yeah.
And people that, like... I can't see my teachers. I can only see them on, like, video calls, but I don't really feel like that's the same.
Right.
And I'm not going to be back there until next year.
Yeah.
When I go back to school, I'm going to be in eighth grade.
Yeah.
And that's really scary to think about.
Mm.
But...
Why is that scary to think about?
Because, like, I left school being a seventh grader,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to go back to... school being an eighth grader.
Yeah, but in all fairness, and I'm not taking away from it, I just want you to dive a little bit deeper. That happens every year. You leave as a seventh grader and you come back as an eighth grader every year with a summer in between. But what's different about it this year?
What's different is that we left school thinking that we would come back.
Yeah, a couple days later.
I think it was a Friday we left.
Well, yeah, it was a Monday.
Or in the Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we left school
saying,
oh, we'll see you whatever day we left. Or, like,
yeah,
we'll see you then. And then we're not going to be able to see.
You know what I'm realizing is you're missing that closure. The closure. And there, it's something that I hadn't thought about. So I'm glad. That's why I love talking to you. Because even though we talk, like, all the time, that theme has come up a couple of times now in this space, specifically on the podcast. And I think that there's something that you're grieving closure. There's something there, like, you have grief. You have grief around the fact that, like, it didn't end. The thing that was supposed to end didn't end, or is not ending, or is not having any kind of closure, any sort of completion to it. It's interesting to think about, and we'll talk about how we can kind of navigate that. I don't have an answer right away, but it's clear to me that you're grieving that. It's clear to me that you're grieving that, and I'm sorry. I know that it's hard to wrap your head around it, you know. There's so many things. I feel like at every turn there's something. But no, but go ahead.
So yeah, like just leaving. I know like we leave a seventh grader mm-hmm. and then come back an eighth grader, but just everyone was expecting, like we all had in the back of our heads, like, oh, we might not come back.
Yeah.
But we also, I feel everyone at school, maybe a few teachers, maybe a few students thought this, but like this, it is a serious thing.
Yeah.
And it was like when we left school, but everyone had the thought in the back of their head, we might not come back. But I don't think a lot of us really thought it would be true.
Yeah.
That we would leave.
Yeah.
And then like once like the mayor made that decision where we would come back, what, on April 7th?
Yeah.
And then they made another announcement. School is going to be canceled for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
That is just like, that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Because that shows that, like, I know COVID-19 is a really serious thing and has affected so many lives. But when I heard that announcement, that just kind of like set in the fact that this is a real thing and it's really happening.
Yeah.
Isn't
it interesting that like this is, I think, what, week 6-ish of this whole thing, and it still is hard to wrap our brains around all the things.
Yeah.
And there's still things that there's no way for us to think of that are just going to be different. And the world is different. And I'm telling you that right now, that the world is different. And that there are things that are going to never be the same again. You know, and there's a lot of loss there. And there's a lot of emotional grieving to do in that space. And you and I have talked about how we're going to navigate, you know, you and talking and stuff like that. So... But what I want to do is I want to flip it. I want to turn the conversation, to figure out what is it we can do. And one of the things I'm hearing is that we need to do something. We got to change it up. We have to actively where we could be passive enjoyers of the spontaneity of life. Now we have to be active participants. We have to be more actively engaged in creating the things that give us life in that rhythm, but also create those rhythms that are healthy. Because, you know, here's the thing, like in reality, there's days where where you haven't gotten out of bed at all and you've just opened the laptop and gone straight into class, you know, like, so there's rhythm, there's healthy rhythms. And I know that they can become monotonous. And besides me, you know, like running into your room and waking you up a different way every morning, which is possible. And don't think that I wouldn't do it, but what do we do? How can we brainstorm about some things that we can do to in this current situation? Because what I don't want us to do is I don't want us to keep setting another finish line and then get disappointed when the finish line doesn't come. We talked about that last time. And so what I want to do is I want to figure out, like, what is it you need? What can we do? What power do we have? You know, I don't want us to get into a situation where we just continue to feel like we have this thing is happening to me. And we have to start flipping and changing our mentality to think about how can we be changing through this thing? How can we be thriving? And we've set that as kind of a goal. One of our goals is that you thrive, that we thrive, we become better through this thing. And so how do you think we're doing with that? Like, I know that it feels like Groundhog's Day and we're doing the same exact thing every day and all of that, but do you have any ideas on how we can switch things up? You know what I'm saying? Like, or what kind of things do we need to? Because on the flip side, on the other side of it, yesterday was a great day, like super great day. And the things that I know that we did about that day is we got out on my lunch break when I had lunch. Like we walked out, we got out of the house, we went and ran the rode the bikes outside. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was great. You know what I'm saying? Like it's taking more effort to find and connect with people. But I'm telling you, babe, every single time I reach out to people and say, hey, how can I pray for you? Every single time I wake up in that day and I say, the only way for me to get out of myself is to get into community or space with somebody else. And every single day I wake up and I say, all right, I'm going to ask 10 people how can I pray for them today or whatever it is. Something about my day changes, something about that. And so I think we have to figure out some of those for you. With you, a lot of the times it's been painting, you know? Notice, today you didn't paint, you didn't create anything yet, have you? Okay, so you and I, one thing that we have put in place to have a rhythm, but also allow creativity and allow space in it, is the create, learn. That every day you have to create something, every day you have to learn something, every day you have to encourage someone, and every day you have to clean something. You got a little bit behind, and today you had to clean a few more things, and that sucks always. So if you just got to clean all day, that sucks. And you haven't created anything today. So today I want past this. And you know what? To be honest with you, the podcast probably counts. It's creating something. It's taking something that's inside of you and it's sharing it with the world. So you can be done here if you want to. But if you want to create something, if you want to, you know, we are going to have to be more actively responsible for the way that we feel, I think, in this coming world, in this new world, we're going to be able to rely less on other people to change or impact our moods. We're going to be able to, because we could walk in the classroom, somebody can say something funny and I'm like, oh, you know, and then now my mood's changed. Like, I didn't even want to come to class today, but we had this really conversation that was around me that I could be part of. And then because of it, my spirits are lifted. We just have to be more actively like in touch with what's going on inside of us, what's happening right now inside of us. And because of it, we just have to be more actively engaged. I promise you, babe, it sucks today. But that practice by itself is going to make you a better human being later in the future. The things that concern me in this particular day and age right now with what I see, the things that concern me are just getting lost in screens and videos and, you know, Fortnite and whatever it is. Just going too far down that path, because those things, I get zoning out. Trust me when I tell you, I get zoning out and I get playing games. But even when I play my nerd game every night, like I'm doing it with someone that you hear the laughs. You hear me laugh like a big dumb idiot every single night. You know what I'm saying? And I play because of connection with my best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, and when he's not on, I'm like, eh. Like last night, he didn't come on and I was in bed like 10 minutes after you fell asleep probably. Because at the end of the day, like I just, you know, like part of that for me is like that community with my best friend that I get to get something out of and laugh and, you know, and laugh at the world. And so let's just be mindful of those things. But at the same time, I say all that to say, if we're off, we're having an off day, it's okay. The other day, you don't know this, but the other day it was Monday and I was in a meeting, and in the meeting there was, I just kind of heard like some bad news. I mean, to me, it was some news that it felt like everyone else knew, to be honest. It felt like everyone else kind of knew, this timeline or this thinking, and it put us, you know, it's something I hadn't thought about, you know, probably on purpose, just kind of put us being in large gathering church, like out in the future, further than I thought that it would be. And then right after that, I heard that, you know, we're having to cancel summer camp, you know, for our church too. And I just flooded back to like how awesome summer camp was for you. And I flooded back to how awesome summer camp was for me. And I flooded back to how awesome summer camp has been in years. And I got all these memories And I got all these people that are just going to be a little bit further out from being, you know, in large gathering church than they probably think or know right now. And I got really sad. Like I got really sad, like so sad. I could feel it. I could feel the disappointment and the heartbreak in people. And I had to just stop. It was immediately after that meeting. And you were like, Dad, lunchtime or whatever it is. And I was like, I just need a minute. And I just got on my knees and I just cried. Because I was sad. And I just needed to get on my knees and cry and just say, God, this is sad. This breaks my heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is going to be so hard for people to deal with. And so many things that were so awesome. And it just sucks. And I had to just feel those feelings in that moment. And I just had to say, God, I don't understand it. This sucks. I am sad. Just, can you just be with us in this sadness? Can you just be with me right now? Can you just, I know you're doing something new. I know I can't understand it exactly, but I just need you to be with me right now. You know what I'm saying? I just gave him that time. And you know what was really incredible is that, like, at a few minutes later, that just happened to be the right amount of time for me that day. And it could have been longer. It could have been more. I could have needed to process more. But for whatever reason, just the motion, just the getting on my knees, just the saying, God, this is just too much for me right now. I don't know how to handle this right now. I just want to take this, though, and I want to leave it at your feet. I don't want to carry this with me anymore. It is sad, but I know that you're doing something good. And just, I think the act of praying and just kind of submitting even that sadness to God and just taking that to God, it was able to change something. And I didn't take it with me for any more of the day. I went to the bathroom, dried my face, came out and had lunch with you. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't have to hide anything because I didn't, whatever. But at the end of the day, it was just important for me to feel the feelings. And sometimes that's it. You just got to feel it. You just got to feel it. But at the same time, it lingers when it's not processed. It lingers when we're not taking enough time to, like, really feel that sadness and allow that sadness. Jeannie talks about emotions and how they, when they linger, when they get stuck, it's because we're not giving them enough time to breathe and be felt and literally pass through. We do something inside of our bodies that just says, no, this is sadness and I'm not going to let myself feel it. You know, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, you're watching a movie and then, like, a boy walks out of a school classroom and all of a sudden he's bawling because you know what I'm saying? Like, because there's emotions that have been pent up that you haven't felt. So I just want you to know that as much as we will try to pivot, as much as we'll try to look towards what's good and what's righteous and what's graceful and what's full of love, it's also very important to feel off. It's important, even in the offness, to say, all right, we might not be the happiest people in the world, but today we're going to get on and be like, yo, we're off. You know what I'm saying? And we're just having an off day. And that's okay. And so, I love you, kid.
I love you.
I know it's not easy. There's a lot that's going on. It's a lot. And I'm thankful for all the ways that you get to spend time with people, you know, but I'm also very aware that there's conversation to be had. There's things that you need to vent and get out and process and think through. So I'm doing everything I can to find you somebody, you know, someone else to talk to. So I love you and I'll pray unless you want to pray. Did you say you were going to pray this time?
I think I did.
You did it last time? Or you think you said you were going
to
pray?
I think I said I was going to.
Yeah. What do you think?
Can you?
Yeah, I can. Lord, when we're overwhelmed, you're there. When we're sad, you're there. When we're happy, you're there. When we're carefree, you're there. When we're up against a wall, you're there. When we're in need, you're there. When we're depressed, you're there. When we're just off, you're there. You are consistently there. You're consistently with us at all times. And through everything. And even when we need to fall on our knees and just cry, you're there. When we're grieving loss, lost time, lost connection, lost space with friends, you're in the middle of all of that. And it's hard to see sometimes, and it's hard to feel, because we know that you're love. We know that God is love. And so we expect the warm and fuzzies and the butterflies and the positivity and the God is love feeling. But you being a God of love means that you're there to hold space for us when we're hurting. You're holding space for us when we're sad. And we can turn to you when we don't know where to go. When we're losing parts of our life, whether it's our freedom, whether it's our friends, whether it's our family members, whether it's real, whether it's loss of life, you're there. You're there through it all. And that's what love really looks like. So Lord, when we have the need to fall on our knees and just cry to you, thank you for being there to receive those tears. And when we have the strength to cheer on someone who might be at in their moment of tears or moment of solace or moment of hurt or moment of pain, we thank you, Lord, that you've given us the energy to cheer on someone in the space that we know that we've been in. But in this time, Lord, I just pray that we know you're doing something new. We know you're doing something that will change the whole world. We're also surrounded by so much death, Lord, so much sickness, so much captivity, so much injustice, and it feels overwhelming, if I'm being honest. But we trust you, and we trust you in the middle of the storm, Lord. We know that you're in the middle of the storm with us. You know that you're going to see us through to the other side. But each day, Lord, good day or bad, we commit to coming back to you, to have the conversations that we have to have with you, to seek being like you in the world. And we thank you for that opportunity and that honor. We thank you for being with us in our tears. It means so much. We love you. We love your son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. I'm going to come hug you now. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got. Thanks for tuning into the Daddy Daughter Podcast. We'll see you next time.